If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Hi, Dawn. How are you doing?
Oh, my goodness. Happy New Year. Like, this is, just so you know, in a registered dietitian nutrition world, this is like our busy hot season.
I was gonna
say. You know, like, January is like the hot, you know, we are the most popular profession ever right around now.
Do you embrace that in terms of, hey, welcome to the party? Yes, you come with everyone else in January, but hey, that's okay. Whatever it takes to get people to kind of rethink maybe how they eat is all good with you?
Oh my God, yeah. You know what? I love this fresh approach and yeah, welcome to the party. The biggest thing though is that I do feel very sad a lot. Because of all of these like overzealous resolutions that people make. And, you know, they say, you know, that there's like such a thing as Quitter's Day, the second Friday of January. So we're talking just like, you know, 14 or less days that people have these resolutions and then they feel bad. You know, they're like, they set out to want to be healthier, to eat better, you know, all these things. And then it doesn't work out for them and then they feel bad. And so I've actually really encouraged people to ditch resolutions altogether. You know, there's all these things online you could read of like how to make healthier resolutions, you know, smart goals and make it specific and measurable, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I have just really found over the years that these resolutions can backfire and make you feel worse. And so this year, it came to me like seriously, like a drop down from the universe, a magical idea of what you can do if you do want to get healthy and eat better, but you don't want to make resolutions. I came up with this thing. Okay, ready for it? Are you? Mm-hmm. I feel like there's almost a drum roll. Do you feel like there needs to be something? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what it is, John. Here's what it is. It is called the Weekly Health Jar. So I made one of these, and I think it's just a brilliant idea. Here's what happens. You write down 52 little tiny things, tiny, 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 like drink an extra glass of water or do a one-minute wall sit or eat some vegetables at breakfast. I mean, whatever. I came up with 52 of these little things that you could do, and each Sunday you go to the jar after you wrote them all out in these little slips of paper. Go to the jar, you pick one out of the jar and you read it. And then that week, so this is just a 7-day challenge. That week, you focus on doing that one little habit. And what's so great about it is everybody can do something for 7 days. And if you love the habit, then you could keep going with it. You can keep doing it. If you don't like it, who cares? The next 7 days is coming and you can pick a new challenge for yourself to do. So this weekly health jar is full of little ways that you can get healthy without feeling like it's this overwhelming, you know, commitment for the year of what you've got to do. You know, it's fun. And what I love about it is there's like this surprise factor. You know, you don't know what you're going to get. It's very flexible. So, you know, like if you really don't like it, shove it back in the jar and pick something else.
Where do we find this jar at, by the way?
Okay, so you make it yourself. This is like the best part of it is you pull out any kind of jar or container, whatever. Colorful paper is my preference, but any kind of paper, 52 little slips. And on my website, I have the 52 ideas that I'm using because if you're like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do here. Like, what would I pick? I wrote out 52 of my ideas. You can obviously switch them out. But like, for example, another one of mine is chew each bite 15 times. You know what? If on that Sunday I pick that out, I am going to, for 7 days, commit to chewing my food and not just swallowing huge pieces of food in a rush, you know, and something like that. Or there's one that I have that is table, plate, chair for every meal and snack. You know, I talk about that a lot, is every time I want to have a meal or a snack, no standing and eating it in the fridge, no eating it at my computer, no eating in the car, no eating walking down the street. Like, it's table, plate, chair for all meals and snacks. There's like 2 cups of veggies at dinner daily is one of the weeks to focus on. I have a 52.
52
of them. I mean, bottom line is I have 52.
Dawn, you should put these onto PDFs and sell them because I don't want to write things 52 times. I'd pay you a couple dollars just to get this thing printed out.
I love this. Hey, listen. Hey, John Hansen, listen to this. I will do that. Today, you know what? It's hard to get back in the work groove for me. I'm feeling like it's still a holiday. What's happening? But that, I could get behind that, doing that as a job today. I love that. Yeah. I will do that.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you very much. You can charge people for it, too, I'd say. But that's up to you, Dawn, and how you operate
well,
there.
Well, you know, in the spirit of freedom and giving and things, I think I will have it on my website as a free download that you can print out, cut it up, put the little slips in a jar. And yeah, and bottom line, too, is if you don't like some of my ideas, you could swap for better ideas that you have, too. But at least they got you started.
Yeah, I think you're hitting on something here. First of all, you're trying to develop a habit. Odds are if I spend a whole week chewing more than I thought I needed to or that I ever have, that is going to linger. In the meantime, I've now picked up another slip that says 2 cups of veggies at dinner. And okay, I commit to do that. And now all of a sudden, I am now recognizing new vegetables to put in there. And all of a sudden, after 2 weeks, I'm chewing more and I'm eating more vegetables, boom, we're off and running.
Yeah, this is exactly right. And it's like not, it's a commitment for the 7 days, but it's not this over commitment, like just, you know, kind of over your head all the time for 365 days. You know, it keeps it fresh, it keeps it fun. And my experience personally and professionally doing this, you know, 25 years, is that you really do have to have a good time making these healthy changes. Like, it isn't just something that I say, like, oh, fun is the secret ingredient to success. You actually have to enjoy it, because that is how you keep the momentum going. Is that, you know, if there's something in your life that you do not like to do, it's very hard to get yourself to do it. If there's something you like to do in your life, well, you naturally keep doing it. And so that's sort of the angle here, is that not only are you building habits, it really is enjoyable stuff that you, you know, can enjoy and naturally motivate yourself to do.
312 says, I received Dawn's email. The 52 jar ideas are great. I just printed the message, cut the 52 apart. Thank you so much, Dawn. That's from Sandy. So how do we get your emails and which website are we going to, Dawn?
Oh, that was such a good idea. So she already did that.
Yeah.
She already made it like a PDF thing. Smart. So I have something called, it's the weekly WOW, Words of Wisdom, that I send out every Monday. And if you go to my website, which is djblattner.com, you could sign up, and they're free emails. I do them every Monday, and there's an archive, so if you want to, like, look back and see. But, you know, the biggest thing is I want it to be words of wisdom, real brief stuff that you could learn real quick on a Monday, and then move on.
I love that. DJBlattner.com. We're going to have more with Dawn in a moment. Put on hold, of course. Segment sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, the original healthy meal company. Get your questions in 312-981-7200. Dawn, you ready for some questions from the listeners?
Sounds great. Sounds fun.
Very good. Oh, and by the way, 708 says our weekly health jar is already prepared. My husband, 2 sons, and I are starting this Sunday. I love your weekly email letter. That is from Sharon. Okay, great stuff, Dawn. Oh, they're loving you.
I mean, these listeners, seriously, can you even imagine? Such good vibes. I love it. Thanks.
Yeah, great vibes. They don't have great vibes about me saying I didn't love certain aspects of Disney World, though. Not happy about that. All right, 262, what is Dawn's point of view on taking creatine? I hear it's good brain and muscle boost.
Yeah, creatine is a very interesting supplement. It's very well tested. It's one of the safer supplements out there for adults. And it's true that it's not only these, athletes taking it anymore, is that there is some initial research to say that it is supportive of not only muscle health, but brain and cognition. So it is one of those things where, like, 3 to 5 grams is, you know, a way to start. And just like any supplement, you know, I tell people to talk to their doctor before they do it, because not everybody is a candidate for it. And number two is it's a supplement, not a magic wand. You know, like, it works best if you are weightlifting. It works best if your diet is with protein and fruits and vegetables. It doesn't really work on its own, but if you have those things in line, it is one of those supplements I put pretty high on the list of things to test out.
Okay. 630 wanted to know, and in fact, I'm curious about this too, because my brother-in-law, we were at the shopping center near where we were staying in Disney World, outside of Disney World, it all connects, and he was telling me all about the Yuka app, and the 630 wants to know what you think of the Yuka, Yuka app. You know anything about that?
Yes, it is a very popular app, and it tells you basically the breakdown of food, like, is this a thumbs up food? Is this an average nutrition food? Or is this like, hey, watch out, red light, not the best for you food? So, you know, for somebody who wants something quick and you still want to read your own labels because it's not actually foolproof, but it's pretty close. And you can actually scan barcodes. So like anything in your house that has a barcode, or you go to the grocery store, it has a barcode, you click on it. This Yucca app is basically pops up as like, hey, this is a great food, and it has high fiber and it has a lot of vitamin C, and it tells you why it's good. If a food comes up like sort of a red, like don't eat it that much, it also tells you why, like what's in it that is probably not super healthy. And so I think it is a great tool to start getting you familiar with foods. Now, I have to also say, if your food does not have a label, so for example, fruits and vegetables,
right,
those are probably the healthiest foods. Like, so, you know, thinking about, you know, not buying everything with a label and having to read labels and use an app to help you, and buying more of those foods that don't have labels because they're naturally healthy and fresh from the ground, probably best. But yeah, I love it. And if you download it, you can practice and play with it. And, you know, I think it's pretty great.
I love that too. All right, let's go to Becky. Becky's on WGN on the phone line. Hey, Becky, what's your question?
Hey, John. Hey, Don, I had a question. I'm taking Mounjaro. I've been on it for about a year and a half. And it seems like I can't tolerate my protein shakes anymore. I get them. They're vegan. And they're, you know, pretty, I thought they were a pretty good brand. And I was wondering if you could recommend any kind of protein shake that would be good on.
Oh, we just lost her, but I think that we got the bulk of that question in.
We got the gist. You know what? First of all, I just want to say anybody on these weight loss medications that's taking it seriously and really paying attention to their protein needs, like this caller was, is genius. It's so smart. Muscle health and making sure that you don't lose muscle on these drugs is a combination of protein foods and weightlifting. And that I really have to applaud that. Now, when it comes to protein shakes, people, even when they are, whether they're on medications or not, different brands really do affect people differently. And one of the biggest things that I have found to be true is that the speed in which you drink it, especially on these weight loss medications, can make or break you because it's such a quick boost of protein, and it's in a liquid form, that it can feel pretty heavy on someone's stomach when they're not having, you know, such a big appetite. So I oftentimes say play around with different brands and also play around with the speed in which you drink it.
All right. 847's got a great question. Never heard of this before. She says, or he, hey, Dawn, should I remove the fat from salmon after grilling before eating? I heard the fat could contain a high concentration of undesirable elements. I never heard that. Dawn, you?
No, actually, here's the truth of the matter. So fatty fish like salmon and tuna, sardines, the fat is what we want to be eating because that's where those omega-3 healthy fats are that everybody talks about fish being so good for your heart. It's within the fat of the fish. And in fact, those lower fat fish are not as good for us because they don't have as many of those omega-3 healthy fats. So no, you don't have to worry about the fat. But you know, when you cook salmon and you cook it a little quick, that it's sort of like a little white comes to the top and it looks like, you know, it's fatty like that. Yeah, good to eat, fine to eat. One of the things to mention about any animal protein, whether that's fish, chicken, steak, beef, pork, whatever, is try not to sear it on the grill where it's dark and crunchy too much, because that's where sort of these undesirable compounds can happen that are not good for us. So don't eat charred fish, but you do not have to remove any of the fat. That's the good stuff.
708 wants to know, I've been using a semaglutide successfully for a year. My husband has had absolutely zero weight loss. Have you heard of this before?
You know what? Here's the thing with medications is everybody responds differently. And what's cool is that there are different medications out there, and doctors can titrate and change dosage and prescription and how quickly they rise to a different dose. And so one of those things is, you know, talk to your doctor who's prescribing it and say, hey, listen, what else can we do here? What are my options? So yes, I absolutely have heard all sorts of stories about, no matter what the medication is, different people respond differently. And that's just a discussion with your doc.
708 wants to know, how about collagen? Thoughts on that?
Well, collagen is interesting. It's a very, very popular supplement. Actually, it's on the like rising hot list of things people take because it's pretty easy to take. You can mix it in pretty much any beverage, hot or cold. And the big thing with collagen is it's supportive of hair, skin, and nail health and joint health. And so although it has protein in it, it's not a complete protein. It's not a protein like a protein powder like you would get that has all the amino acids in there. So don't use collagen as a protein powder, but you can use it as a support to your joints, your cartilage, and the hair, skin, and nails. So again, it's one of those things that tends to be pretty harmless for most people. But anytime you're talking about supplements, you know, check with your doc.
DJB, what do you think about Athletic Greens from the 630? What's an Athletic Green?
Okay, so Athletic Greens is a type of green powder. So, you know, the idea is there's lots of brands out there that are saying, hey, listen, 9 out of 10 of us don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. What if we dehydrate fruits and vegetables, grind them up into a green powder, and then you put that green powder and you drink it? Do I like it as much as fruits and vegetables whole? Absolutely not. Like, no, it is not a replacement for fruits and vegetables. But, you know, if you have the money and the resources and you want to give it a try, again, it's one of those things that's likely not harmful. It's likely pretty helpful because it has some greens in there. However, if you really want to spend your money where it counts, really try and buy 3 cups of vegetables and 2 cups of fruits every day. That would be the best thing for your health. It's not going to hurt you, but it may help.
I really started, Dawn, to do a lot more like the carrots and the celery and the broccoli, even cold broccoli, and just cut up red peppers. It has made a huge difference for me, just making sure and it seems like a lot at first, right? If you're not used to just like making sure it's there. But once you get used to it, man, when I don't have it, I feel different. And it almost like spurns me out. Like, hey, go to the grocery store, make sure you get your carrots that you need today. I mean, it has made a big difference for me personally.
You know what? Thank you for saying that, because it is overwhelming at first. If you're not somebody who really is committed to eating fruits and vegetables every meal, every snack, it's like, oh my gosh, you know what? I have to buy all this stuff. I can't even keep up. Like, I'm overwhelmed. But if that, say it's your 7-day challenge to really make sure there's a fruit or a vegetable with, you know, every meal and snack, and you really work on it for a week, it gets easier. It definitely does. And exactly what you said is it's this weird thing where you all of a sudden feel better and you're like, oh my God, I want to keep doing this. Like, I'm not forcing myself to do it. I love how I feel when I have more vegetables in my everyday diet. So yes, thanks for saying that, because I agree. It's one of those very, very powerful things. You don't think it's going to matter that much, but it does.
And maybe don't go 0 to 100 in the first day. That's all I'm going to say, or the first week.
Yeah. Good call.
Yes.
Good call. That's very, very wise advice.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Dawn, we're out of time. I appreciate it. DJ Blattner. Someone wanted to make sure we got the last name spelled correctly. So spell it out for us.
Okay, it's DJ, and then Blattner is Blattner.
You're the best. Take care, Dawn, all right?
Hey, you're the best. Happy New Year.
You as well.